The Nature Principle, Reconnecting with Life in a Virtual Age, Richard Louv, 2011. By Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Nature Principle, Reconnecting with Life in a Virtual Age, written by Richard Louv, is a book that explores the idea of reconnecting with nature in a world that is increasingly dominated by technology. Louv argues that technology has become so pervasive in our lives that it has caused us to become disconnected from nature, leading to a decrease in physical and mental health. He proposes that by reconnecting with nature, we can improve our physical and mental health, as well as our overall quality of life. Louv outlines a number of ways in which we can reconnect with nature, such as spending time outdoors, gardening, and engaging in nature-based activities. He also discusses the importance of preserving natural areas and protecting the environment. He argues that by doing so, we can ensure that future generations will have access to the benefits of nature. In addition, Louv discusses the importance of creating a nature-rich lifestyle, which involves incorporating nature into our everyday lives. He argues that this can help us to become more connected to nature and to experience its benefits. Finally, Louv discusses the importance of creating a nature-smart society, which involves recognizing the importance of nature and taking steps to protect it. He argues that by doing so, we can ensure that future generations will have access to the benefits of nature. Overall, The Nature Principle is an important book that explores the idea of reconnecting with nature in a world that is increasingly dominated by technology. Louv argues that by reconnecting with nature, we can improve our physical and mental health, as well as our overall quality of life. He outlines a number of ways in which we can reconnect with nature and discusses the importance of preserving natural areas and protecting the environment. He also discusses the importance of creating a nature-rich lifestyle and a nature-smart society. By doing so, we can ensure that future generations will have access to the benefits of nature. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Nature deficit disorder. Louv argues that people are increasingly disconnected from nature, leading to a range of physical and mental health issues, which he calls nature deficit disorder. Summary. Louv proposes that people are becoming increasingly disconnected from nature, leading to a range of physical and mental health issues, which he calls nature deficit disorder. He believes that reconnecting with nature is essential for our physical and mental health. Louv argues that people are increasingly disconnected from nature, leading to a range of physical and mental health issues, which he calls nature deficit disorder. He believes that reconnecting with nature is essential for our physical and mental health. Louv proposes that people are becoming increasingly disconnected from nature, leading to a range of physical and mental health issues, which he calls nature deficit disorder. He argues that this disconnection is leading to a range of physical and mental health issues, such as depression, anxiety, attention deficit disorder, and obesity. He believes that reconnecting with nature is essential for our physical and mental health, and that it can help us to reduce stress, improve our physical health, and increase our sense of well-being. He also suggests that reconnecting with nature can help us to develop a deeper appreciation for the natural world and to become more aware of our impact on the environment. Main idea number 2. Technology and nature. Louv argues that technology and nature can be used together to create a better future. Summary. Louv suggests that technology and nature can be used together to create a better future. He believes that technology can be used to enhance our connection to nature, rather than replace it. Richard Louv argues that technology and nature can be used together to create a better future. He believes that technology can be used to enhance our connection to nature, rather than replace it. Louv suggests that technology can be used to help us better understand and appreciate the natural world, and to create new ways to interact with it. He also believes that technology can be used to help us better manage and protect the environment, and to create new ways to enjoy nature. By combining technology and nature, Louv believes that we can create a better future for ourselves and for the planet. Main idea number 3. Nature-based education. Love argues that nature-based education is essential for children to develop a connection to the natural world. Summary: Love proposes that nature-based education is essential for children to develop a connection to the natural world. He believes that this type of education can help children develop a sense of wonder and appreciation for the natural world. Love argues that nature-based education is essential for children to develop a connection to the natural world. He believes that this type of education can help children develop a sense of wonder and appreciation for the natural world. Love proposes that nature-based education should be incorporated into the curriculum of schools, and that it should be used to supplement traditional classroom learning. He suggests that activities such as outdoor exploration, nature journaling, and field trips to natural areas can help children to develop a deeper understanding of the natural world. He also believes that this type of education can help children to develop problem-solving skills, creativity, and a sense of responsibility for the environment. Love argues that nature-based education is not only beneficial for children, but also for adults. He believes that adults can benefit from reconnecting with nature, and that this can help to reduce stress and improve mental health. He suggests that adults can benefit from activities such as gardening, bird watching, and hiking. He also believes that nature-based education can help to foster a sense of community and connection to the natural world. Main idea number 4. Nature and health. Love argues that nature can be used to improve physical and mental health. Summary: Love suggests that nature can be used to improve physical and mental health. He believes that spending time in nature can help reduce stress, improve concentration, and boost overall well-being. Richard Love argues that nature can be used to improve physical and mental health. He suggests that spending time in nature can help reduce stress, improve concentration, and boost overall well-being. Love believes that reconnecting with nature can help us to better understand ourselves and our place in the world. He argues that nature can provide a sense of peace and tranquility, and can help us to appreciate the beauty of the natural world. Love also suggests that nature can be used to help us to better understand our physical and mental health, and to develop healthier habits. He believes that nature can provide a sense of connection and belonging, and can help us to develop a greater sense of purpose and meaning in our lives. Main idea number 5. Nature and creativity. Love argues that nature can be used to stimulate creativity. Summary: Love proposes that nature can be used to stimulate creativity. He believes that spending time in nature can help people to think more creatively and come up with new ideas. Love proposes that nature can be used to stimulate creativity. He believes that spending time in nature can help people to think more creatively and come up with new ideas. Love argues that nature can provide a sense of calm and peace that can help to clear the mind and allow for more creative thinking. He also suggests that nature can provide inspiration and a sense of awe that can help to spark new ideas. Love believes that nature can provide a sense of connection to the world that can help to foster creativity. He also suggests that nature can provide a sense of adventure and exploration that can help to stimulate creative thinking. Finally, Love argues that nature can provide a sense of freedom and exploration that can help to foster creativity. Love believes that spending time in nature can help to reduce stress and anxiety, which can help to open up the mind and allow for more creative thinking. He also suggests that nature can provide a sense of connection to the world that can help to foster creativity. Love argues that nature can provide a sense of exploration and discovery that can help to stimulate creative thinking. He also believes that nature can provide a sense of freedom and exploration that can help to foster creativity. Finally, Love suggests that nature can provide a sense of awe and wonder that can help to spark new ideas. Main idea number 6. Nature and community. Love argues that nature can be used to bring people together and build stronger communities. Summary: Love suggests that nature can be used to bring people together and build stronger communities. He believes that spending time in nature can help people to connect with each other and build a sense of community. Richard Love argues that nature can be used to bring people together and build stronger communities. He suggests that spending time in nature can help people to connect with each other and build a sense of community. Louv believes that by connecting with nature, people can develop a deeper understanding of themselves and their environment, which can lead to a stronger sense of community. He also argues that nature can provide a sense of belonging and purpose, which can help to create a more cohesive and supportive community. Finally, Louv suggests that nature can be used to foster creativity and innovation, which can help to bring people together and create a more vibrant and engaged community. Main idea number 7. Nature and business. Louv argues that nature can be used to create new business opportunities. Summary: Louv proposes that nature can be used to create new business opportunities. He believes that businesses can use nature to create products and services that are both profitable and beneficial to the environment. Richard Louv argues that nature can be used to create new business opportunities. He believes that businesses can use nature to create products and services that are both profitable and beneficial to the environment. Louv suggests that businesses should look for ways to incorporate nature into their operations, such as using natural resources to create products, or using natural landscapes to attract customers. He also believes that businesses should strive to create a balance between economic growth and environmental protection. By doing so, businesses can create a sustainable future for both the environment and their own operations. Louv also believes that businesses should use nature to create a sense of community. He suggests that businesses should look for ways to engage with their local communities, such as creating public spaces that are accessible to everyone. He also believes that businesses should strive to create a sense of connection between people and nature, such as by creating educational programs that teach people about the importance of nature. By doing so, businesses can create a sense of community and foster a deeper appreciation for the environment. Overall, Louv believes that businesses should use nature to create new business opportunities. By doing so, businesses can create products and services that are both profitable and beneficial to the environment. They can also create a sense of community and foster a deeper appreciation for the environment. By incorporating nature into their operations, businesses can create a sustainable future for both the environment and their own operations. Main idea number 8. Nature and technology. Louv argues that technology can be used to enhance our connection to nature. Summary: Louv suggests that technology can be used to enhance our connection to nature. He believes that technology can be used to help people access and appreciate nature in new ways. Louv argues that technology can be used to enhance our connection to nature. He suggests that technology can be used to help people access and appreciate nature in new ways. Louv believes that technology can be used to bridge the gap between humans and nature, allowing us to explore and experience nature in ways that were not possible before. He also believes that technology can be used to create new opportunities for people to interact with nature, such as virtual reality experiences or online nature tours. By using technology to connect with nature, Louv believes that we can create a deeper appreciation and understanding of the natural world. Main idea number 9. Nature and sustainability. Louv argues that nature can be used to create a more sustainable future. Summary: Louv proposes that nature can be used to create a more sustainable future. He believes that by connecting with nature, people can develop a deeper understanding of the environment and create solutions that are beneficial for both people and the planet. Louv proposes that nature can be used to create a more sustainable future. He believes that by connecting with nature, people can develop a deeper understanding of the environment and create solutions that are beneficial for both people and the planet. Louv argues that nature can provide a source of inspiration and creativity, and that it can be used to create a more sustainable future. He suggests that by engaging with nature, people can gain a better understanding of the environment and its needs, and can develop solutions that are beneficial for both people and the planet. He also believes that nature can provide a sense of peace and well-being, and can help to reduce stress and anxiety. Finally, Louv argues that nature can be used to create a more sustainable future by providing a source of renewable energy, reducing pollution, and conserving resources. Main idea number 10. Nature and the arts. Louv argues that nature can be used to inspire creativity in the arts. Summary: Love suggests that nature can be used to inspire creativity in the arts. He believes that spending time in nature can help people to create works of art that are both beautiful and meaningful. Richard Love argues that nature can be used to inspire creativity in the arts. He believes that spending time in nature can help people to create works of art that are both beautiful and meaningful. Love suggests that nature can provide a source of inspiration for artists, allowing them to draw upon the beauty of the natural world to create works of art that are both aesthetically pleasing and emotionally powerful. He also believes that nature can provide a sense of peace and tranquility that can help to foster creativity and imagination. By connecting with nature, artists can gain a deeper understanding of the world around them, which can help to inform their creative process. Love believes that nature can be a powerful tool for artists, allowing them to explore their own creativity and to create works of art that are meaningful and unique. He argues that by connecting with nature, artists can gain a deeper understanding of the world around them, which can help to inform their creative process. He also believes that nature can provide a sense of peace and tranquility that can help to foster creativity and imagination. By spending time in nature, artists can gain a greater appreciation for the beauty of the natural world, which can help to inspire their creative works.